Blog Talk Radio.
Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and I'm an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome everyone to today's show. I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend, and it was just it may have been an intense weekend for you. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we talk about the energy of the week. But before I go ahead and talk about that, if you would like some guidance or would like to talk about the topic today or anything that you would like to know when it comes to any questions you have or what it is that you're feeling with the energy this week, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So this week, we are entering an amazing week. I guess last week and the weeks before, I've been saying that it's been amazing weeks. But, you know, this year is just going to be one that is about purpose and stepping out of your comfort zone. And so there's going to be a lot of movement. There's going to be a lot of things that come in for us. And so last week, we had the full moon that came for us, or this past weekend. So a couple days ago, or actually yesterday, was the full moon. And that full moon, if you felt that energy, it was a pretty intense energy that we felt. And it's because of, you know, it really touched on our emotions. So for those of you who are very sensitive to the energy of the moon, especially the full moon, you may have felt that emotional charge that may have come for you. So it may have been, it may have looked like as if there were things from your past that were coming in that were just kind of resurfacing for you, or people from your past or anything like that may have come in this past weekend. And we are still in the full moon energy, so it may still be coming in the next couple days. So this full moon energy that we were in, it's really asking us to let go of those things that we went through in the past, the issues that we went through, the hurts that we went through, to really take the lessons from it and then let go of everything else so that we can really grow and really move forward in this. So, you know, if it came up for you, if there were triggers that came up for you, to really look at those and see what it is that you were supposed to learn from it. And because last year we did a lot of growth, a lot of just the inner work, you may see that those things that are coming back are not affecting you as much as it did before, which is a great thing. So, you know, congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back, and really take notice of that. But, you know, if there's still triggers, to look at that. And this week, we're also going to be really asked to tune inward as we go into Mercury retrograde. And you know, Mercury retrograde is not a bad thing, but it's a time for us to really slow down and to look within, to learn the lessons, and to really See what it is that we have to see within ourselves so that we can grow, so that we can be a better version of ourselves as we go on this journey. So we have Archangel Raphael, as well as Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Uriel will be in the background throughout this month. So, you know, he's there as well for the energy this week. So, and I encourage all of us to really do that work of letting go. But also, this week's energy is going to be really focused and centered on self-compassion. So, you know, so many times we, you know, make mistakes. And, you know, we are human, so we're all going to make mistakes. Or there's always going to be things that we see within ourselves that we may not like. But it's really important for us to really be compassionate to ourselves. So many times we, you know, are passionate or give that compassion to others. You know, we are always giving to others. We're always serving others. We're always doing things for others and really being there for others. But we have to remember to really be compassionate to ourselves as well, you know, forgiving ourselves for those things that we've done that are mistakes or we see as mistakes, but we have to see them also as lessons for us. So, you know, I want to encourage all of us to really do that looking within and giving ourselves that compassion that we really need to see within ourselves. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you have kids, you know, you may have, you may say things that you don't mean, or, you know, you may not do those things that you promised to those kids. And then, you know, you feel guilty. You feel that shame. But it's really important that we remember who it is that we truly are. We are perfect souls, but we are in this human body. We are living a human life. So we're going to make mistakes. We're going to be, we won't always do things the way that we should be doing it. And there's going to be times of turmoil with other people. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be triggers. And so it's important for us to really be that compassion to ourselves as we do that for other people. And when we are compassionate to ourselves, when we do that self-compassion work within ourselves, we can really then be able to change our mindsets. We're able to then really just be able to see that, you know, we won't judge ourselves. We won't be too harsh on ourselves. We're able to be gentle on ourselves, just like we are with other people. Because what happens is when, you know, it festers too long when it comes to not being compassionate to ourselves, it ends up where we have that judgment on others. We, you know, we judge others. We, you know, feel that guilt and that shame, and we just see that in other people, all the stuff that are limiting beliefs and all those fears and doubts that are really deep within ourselves, we see in other people. And so then it's really time for us to then step back and say, okay, where is it that why is it that I'm judging someone else? Why is it that I am feeling this way that is not purpose-filled or that is not in a divine love and light way of others? And see that, you know, it is something that we need to work on within ourselves and to really give ourselves that compassion and really just love ourselves for who it is that we are. you know, realizing, recognizing that we are going to make mistakes and we are going to be doing things that, you know, may not be in alignment all the time with who it is that we are, but then later on we see the lessons behind it. And so it's important for us then to really understand that, you know, if we learn the lessons from what it is that we went through, what it is that we did, that's the most important part for us to really grow from it, to learn those lessons and change those things that we need to change so that it we are able to live in the way that we're meant to live, to be, you know, that compassionate person that we are, even to ourselves. So that is going to be part of the energy that comes in, but also another part that comes in this week is going to be a part where there's going to be a lot of different opportunities that come in for us this week. So last week I had mentioned that February is going to be a fast-paced month, even though we have Mercury retrograde coming in this week. That doesn't mean that it's going to stop us from taking action, from doing those things that we're meant to do to really move forward in our purpose. And so, but there's going to be a lot of different things that we want to do. But it's going to be important for us to really pick and choose those things that are most important for us to do first, in order to really move forward in our purpose, to achieve those goals that we want to achieve, to really do those things that we're really meant to do for our goals this year, that purpose, what it is that we are here to do when it comes to that purpose or your life's work. So those big dreams that you have, you know, we talked about at the beginning of this year, last year and beginning of this year. So to really focus on that and do those things that are most important, because, you know, with us looking within and really having that self-compassion, part of that is that we're not going to be able to do everything that we really set out to do, especially this week. We're being shown that we need to go with the flow and be patient with ourselves. So, you know, you may have this scatterbrain this week where all these things that you need to do or all these things that you want to do come in for you, but to be able to really look within and focus on those things that are most important for you to really reach those goals. So to, you know, whenever you feel as if you are all over the place, if you are feeling as if your mind is not really focused, to look within, to, you know, meditate, to journal, and ask the angels what it is that you need to do next, so that you can really move forward into your purpose and into what it is that you're meant to create, what it is that you are meant to truly do, so that you can achieve those goals and to continue to serve others in the way that you are meant to this year. So that is going to be main focuses for this week's energy. So, you know, what I feel with this week's energy is a great energy. It may start off rough for you, but remember that they are all lessons for you, and for you to let go of those things that are no longer serving you and that are no longer in alignment to who you are, so that you can bring in this new energy that's coming in, so that you can do those things that you are truly meant to do. All right. So if you would like to talk about that energy that is coming in for you, if you aren't quite sure of what it is that you need to do next, or need any other type of guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628, and don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So today, you know, we're talking about self-compassion, and we're going to talk about this throughout the rest of the time I'm on here with you. And so, you know, many times, you know, we think about being on this, you know, journey, this spiritual journey, and we are on that that path, that right path for us. You know, we know what it is that our big dream is. We know what it is that our purpose is and what it is that we're meant to do. But along the way, sometimes we hit bumps in the road. You know, there's things that, you know, don't go our way. And there are things that happen with other people. There are things that happen when it comes to, you know, not really being, you know, you think you're on the right path, and then all of a sudden you stray a little bit because you kind of missed what it is that your next step was. But what we have to remember is whenever it comes to our spiritual journey, whenever it comes to our purpose, there are going to be bumps along the way. There are going to be times when it feels like we're off course, or we're not doing those things that we're meant to do, that we're not in alignment to who it is that we are. But we have to remember that, you know, even though, you know, you may feel you're further along in your spiritual journey and you've been through all of these different bumps in the road in the past, we're always going to experience some bumps, even, you know, closer to our goals and closer to what it is that we're meant to do and achieve. And, you know, those are there for us so that we can learn from them. And, you know, it's not, you know, when it comes to our journey and when it comes to those bumps in the road, it's not going to be the same bumps you hit, you know, months back, you know, maybe, or even weeks back. But it's going to be on a new level because you have been growing. You have been, you know, on this journey, learning those things from your past and learning about what it is that, you know, you're meant to do. So those bumps that come along, you know, later on in your journey, it's going to be more advanced. So, you know, it may seem very similar to bumps in the road that you had in the past, but it's going to be on a new level because every time we grow, every time we move forward, we are growing on this journey in our growth. So we're always going to be on a higher level, but these bumps in the road that come in may seem like things from the past, but it's not going to be the same. It's going to be on a newer level. So that's why sometimes we get those fears and doubts that come back, thinking that we cleared it in the past, but they come in again because we are on, you know, we're being asked to, you know, step out of our comfort zones even more in a bigger way, on a new level. So it's important for us to then clear those fears and those doubts. And then what you're going to also realize is those things that you went through in the past, those lessons that you've learned in the past, it really helps you, you know, when you are further along in your journey, when you are, you know, closer to those goals that you want to achieve and that you're meant to achieve. So to know that, you know, even though, you know, you may be further along and you still hit those bumps in the road, that doesn't mean that you're going backwards in your journey, but to know that, you know, you're being pushed even further along in that journey so that you can keep stepping out of your comfort zones and to keep going and keep moving forward so that you can really achieve those things that you're meant to achieve and to do those things that you're meant to do and create those things that you're meant to create. So, you know, I hope that is something that, you know, when we look within this week, as we, you know, give ourselves that self-compassion and, you know, do the meditating journaling as we keep growing to, you know, remember that these bumps in the road that may come in are not the same as the ones in the past, and you are growing on this journey. So before we move on, let's take a few calls here. So let's see here. We have area code 801. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, sorry about that.
That's
this
all right.
Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you today?
And I'm going to go in a quiet room. Hang on just a sec. Of course, just because I stepped out into the noise is when you took my call. I'm doing good. How are you
no
doing?
Problem.
Catching your show today.
Thank
I don't know
you.
What you get to, and I'm liking it. So
it is great to hear from you. So how can I help you today?
I would love an angel message. And I think to do with what you're talking about today, if there's
mm-hmm.
one up there for me.
Yes. So I have Archangels Raphael as well as Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. I also do have Archangel Samuel for you as well. I think he's just going to be sticking around for everyone in general because we're talking about self-compassion. But what I'm seeing for you is there are some things that the angels are showing you that I think you are seeing, but you're not quite sure. So, you know, I want you to trust what it is that's coming in for you because you have that gift. You know what it is that you need to do. So, but I do see that there's a lot of other opportunities that are coming in for you that may be confusing you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of.
and that is
my whole
part
life
of that,
is confusing.
And that's okay. You know, this week we're going to get that energy where there's going to be a lot of different opportunities for you. There's going to be a lot of different things that, you feel like you have to do. But to know that there is a focus for you. So, you know, just call on the angels. Call on your guides to help you to know what that next step is for you. I also do hear writing for you as well. Do some writing, do some journaling that may help you to really focus on those things that you need to do first. And to also be able to do like a brain dump while you're journaling. So, you know, everything that's coming in that you're thinking about, all those things that no longer serve you, just write all of that down as it comes in. So, you know, I would just say keep a journal on hand with you wherever you go
mm-hmm.
Just write everything down so that you can really be able to get that clarity when it comes to from the divine. So to do that, and then, you know, don't be afraid to be open and be vulnerable. Even with all the things that are coming in and the lessons that you're learning, because what I'm seeing is, what they're showing me is, at the end of last year, you felt like you had this clarity coming in when it comes to your purpose, but now you're feeling as if you're not quite sure what that is anymore.
Yeah.
So what's happening is the divine is presenting to you. All of these different opportunities, you have all of these options for you, But what is it that you are truly passionate about? What is it that you truly desire to do? And it may not be the same as what you did last year. So, you know, I want you to really think about that. Do some meditating. This week we have Mercury retrograde, so we're going to be asked to tune within and slow down just a little bit, and it's going to help you to find that clarity that you need.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought I lost you for a minute. I was like, oh no, my phone dropped the call. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and a really good reminder for me, because I do love to brain dump on the paper, you know what I mean? Just, but I'm not diligent about it, and so I know how valuable that can be, so that must be the reason I felt compelled to call today, because really, you've given me a lot of information, and I am really grateful that you take the time to share this gift like you do.
Well, thank you so much for those words.
Well, it's true, though. I mean, you know, I think it's amazing that you share your gift like this, and like all the other hosts on the show as well, you know, or, you know, on the different days. But,
yeah,
it was really good information today, and I appreciate that.
You are very welcome. Well, I know there's great things coming in for you, so keep working on it. Now, keep doing that work with Archangel Raphael, the journaling, and, you know, you'll be able to, you know, keep moving forward. And also, you know, as you work with Archangel Raphael, to, you know, keep letting go of those fears and doubts with him, to, you know, to keep working on that, because you are being asked to step out of your comfort zone this year especially. But this month, it's going to be a big one for you. So, you know, keep working on letting go of those fears and doubts so that you can really step out of your comfort zone. And, yeah, it's going to feel scary. That's what it's like when we do step out of our comfort zone and take that leap of faith. But you are meant to, and when you do, you're going to be able to see, wow, you know, I can do so much more, and I'm meant to do so much more.
Oh, see, that's when people, when I get, you know, when you say, what you just said, like, scares the heck out of me, because I'm like, oh, no, what does that mean? Am I going to lose my house? Am I, I'm not, because I'm not. You know, but you know what I mean? The sense of thing of bad fear, not exciting fear. And then I'm like,
it
oh,
is it.
Oh, what? I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop now. Dang it.
But, you know, that is what fear is. And we have to remember, fear isn't real. You know, it's an illusion. So, you know, to really, they're asking you to really trust and have faith that everything that you need and everything that you're wanting when it comes to abundance is going to be provided for you. As you know, whenever we really follow our journey, follow our purpose, you know, we're always provided for.
Right. And yeah, and that's where the leap of faith comes in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, well, thank you
well,
so much,
I hope,
Catherine.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. And maybe I'll call you back next Monday and go, okay, let's talk about this some more.
Of course. You know, anytime.
Or see whatever
I'm always
your topic
here.
Is. Yeah.
Yes, and actually, I'm not quite sure what that is myself, to tell you the truth. I'm always shown, especially this month, it's been a very last minute. So, you know, I'm always guided to talk about whatever it is that I'm supposed to talk about. So it'll be interesting what it will be next week. So
well,
just
whatever
stay tuned.
It is, we know it will. Whatever it is, we know it will be good. So
yeah,
that's
yep,
what I know.
Always. Yes, it's always given to you know, from the divine. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right, have a wonderful week. You are welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller, area code 763. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I believe that's me. Is that correct?
Yes. Hello. What
yeah,
is
hi.
Your name?
My name is Doug. I'm from the Minneapolis area, Minnesota.
What was your name again? I didn't catch it.
Doug?
Dud?
Doug, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Doug. Hi, Doug. How are you?
I took it off speakerphone. Can you hear me better?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. So how can I help
okay.
you today?
Well, you know, I guess I've been in kind of the doldrums, and I'm kind of wondering if there's any kind of spiritual advice out there in the ethers that could it's kind of a repeating funk that came back from a long time ago, and it's kind of surprised me with its intensity, and yet I feel
mm-hmm.
kind of stuck in where I'm at, so I guess I can leave mm-hmm. it at that for now and see what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, you know, yesterday we had the full moon, and this full moon was actually a really strong energy when it came to emotions as well as things from our past. So that's probably what you were feeling this weekend, and you may be feeling it for the next couple days as well. But it's come in because it's a reminder for you to really learn the lessons from it and then to let go of those things that no longer serve you. So those hurts, those issues from the past, that's not who you are. That's not, it doesn't define you. It's coming back up to the surface because they want you to take the lessons that you're meant to learn. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And what he's showing me is that it's really important for you to let go of the fears and doubts that have come in because of things from your past, you know, from your childhood, from those things that have happened to you. Initially because it stems from your childhood, but it's kind of come up over and over again because it hasn't been healed. So if you're seeing a pattern of this coming back up and it's triggering you, it's because it needs to be healed. It needs to be looked into. And, you know, when we call on Archangel Raphael, he'll help us to see where it stems from and then also how to really see it in a new way, to change that perspective so that we can learn that lesson and then we're able to let it go. We're able to heal from that and not have it trigger us anymore as it did in the past. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. That message itself is repetitive as well as the bumps along the road I seem to come across. and I don't mean that in a bad way. Is there anything in my particular future that is coming to help break me out of these doldrums without going into detail?
So what you can do is, what they're showing me is journaling is going to be very beneficial for you. So have you been doing that or doing any meditating?
Not recently with either, but I've done both in the past extensively. And in the journaling I've done most of my life, I still write. I just don't, you know, I write poetry mostly. They're both familiar to me. Yeah.
Okay. So what they're showing me is it's going to be important for you to do like a, you could call it a life review, starting from as early as you can remember on different issues that you've gone through, different things that you remember from childhood that may have hurt you, that may have been given you fears and doubts that have really kind of come along with you. So you may not be able to see it right away, but to write down what it is that you've went through in the past. And also, you know, as you remember these things, you know, when you call on Archangel Raphael and ask him to show you all the different times in your life that you need to remember in order to really heal, you know, write, jot those down, but then also, you know, put some space between what it is that you write, because what you're going to be then able to see and be able to feel are the emotions. You'll be able to remember maybe even more details on it. And as you keep doing this writing up until now, you're going to be able to see that pattern. You're going to be able to see what it is that you need to really heal from, that where it stems from, that root cause of it. And then, you know, to ask Archangel Raphael to show you what it is that you really need to learn from it. And this is going to be, it's not going to be a one-time journaling session. It's going to take some time. So, you know, as things come up for you, as memories come up, to write them down and to see, you know, and then be able to look back on it and see, okay, where is it, like, where have I felt these emotions of anger and frustrations and fears and not being good enough in some way, not feeling as if, you know, you're wanted, all of those different feelings that are not who we truly are. You know, I want to encourage you to do that work. And as you do, you're going to be able to learn those lessons and to really change that perspective on what it is that you need to see. So that makes sense.
Yes, and it coincides nicely with some personal thoughts I've been having lately about wanting to write some things down again.
That's great.
Because I have actually written a lot of these memories down for other in the times, but I see the benefit of it when I wrote them at the time, and now I'm thinking going back and doing it only in a different manner this time, because I have a different way I want to approach it. But no, it does coincide nicely with my own thoughts. So yeah, it does make sense.
Awesome. Yes, you know, keep doing that work because you will be able to really heal from on a deeper level on what it is that is bringing up all this that is not in alignment to who it is that you truly are. And once you do this work, you're going to be able to release all the old energy. You're going to be able to release all the old stuff so that you could bring in the new, bring in all the new energy, bring in all the new opportunities that are meant for you, and be able to clearly see your next step. Also, I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you. And this week we're talking about self-compassion. And that's going to be important for you as well, to really tune in and really, you know, love yourself for who it is that you truly are, even as you do this work. Because you're going to see a lot of things that you may say to yourself, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that, or you know, that was, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, but to really give yourself that grace as you do this work. And to know that the angels are always there guiding you, and this is a time for you to really learn from those things that you went through in the past so that, you know, it doesn't affect you anymore.
I always feel bad asking them anything. I figure they got other people that have more problems than I do, so go help them, you know. I say that laughingly, but I really, in very part of me, I believe that. I think you know, I always feel like, yeah, all right, there's other people that need help.
Yes. And, you know, that is wonderful, too. But we have to always remember to have that same compassion for ourselves. So, and it really does start from us. So when we are compassionate to ourselves and do those things that we do for others to ourselves, we're then able to fill our energetic cup and help even more people. And, you know, even when it comes to angels, you know, to know that they're always supporting and guiding you, even you, yes. Even though you may feel as if others may need more, but know that they're always supporting you and guiding you as well.
Well, I don't really doubt that. I say that tongue-in-cheek. I don't ask them, but I know that there's guides in there. I've had too much experiences in my life to deny that. But all right. Cool.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much. Any parting thoughts from any of them or?
Just be, you know, this week, just be very gentle with yourself as you do this work.
Right.
Call on Archangel Shamuel, and he's always great when it comes to really filling you with that love, that loving energy that you need, that extra support that you need. Okay?
Very good. Well, thank you so much for your time and energies in this, and I appreciate you're taking the time to talk to me.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Peace.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, and let's see. Next caller, we have area code 917. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Andrea, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Andrea. How are you today?
I'm not so good. I just had a staff meeting with my director because there were some things that I did because I just don't like. I was transferred to another place within the company, and I don't really like it here. But then I don't know what else to do with myself. So I feel like I can do so much more, and I'm kind of like stuck here, and I don't like it. And I've had some weird interaction with staff, and every time I complain about it, I was crying and upset about it, and they didn't like that I was crying and upset about it, I guess, because now I'm not working there. They put me in other places, and when they put me in other places, I was unhappy, so I started to be unhappy and act out, say things then that were then reported. So now I'm like, I don't know what to do anymore. I think like what I'm scared of is that I won't be making enough money, or I won't be able to take care of myself if I leave this job, or not so sure what to do right now. I told them that I wanted to leave, that I didn't like it here, but I think there's some good things I can work on so that I at least not cry anymore when I'm upset, I guess. And the way I talk is also, like, I have to be more careful about what I say and things like that. I can work on those things, maybe more more behaviorally, my own behavior. I can work on that. But once maybe I have that under control, I can leave here. I don't know. I don't even know what else I can do. So I'm a little bit upset.
So I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Uriel stepping forward for you. And a lot of it has to do with your own power. So, you know, they want to remind you that you have this power within you to change your situation. And you are feeling you're not in alignment to your job anymore. And you're feeling that. Now it's time for you to really do something about it. And yes, you have the fears of not being able to pay your bills, not being able to support yourself and others. But those are fears that come in because, you know, we have to remember they're limiting beliefs and they're fears that that are not real. You know, we're always provided for. We're meant to be abundant.
Yes.
But the thing is we have to really do those. Mm-hmm.
I don't think like that's the real concern. The real concern is that the real concern is that I'll just give up, I guess. That's also not real. And it's really I'm just not ready to leave this job.
Well, you're not ready to leave it because of the fears that are coming in. But what's happening is you're not in alignment to this job anymore. So it's there. The divine is actually showing you through your feelings and through these emotions that you're not in alignment. So it's time for you to move on, to move on to a different job. And, you know,
I don't just want to leave without having something else, without knowing what else is next for me. I have, like, a part-time job coming up, but that's maybe not enough hours in the day. And I don't want to leave here on bad terms with this meeting. I just want to prove them at least 2 weeks that I can be on my best behavior and that I won't be upset because I'm unhappy, you know.
But, you know, if you don't change the situation, because you're not in alignment to, you know, because you're not meant to be here anymore, if you stay here, your emotions, things are not going to change.
So
you need to do.
My power is taken. My power is not working here. It's not.
You are giving away your power when you are at a job that you're not supposed to be at. So that doesn't mean that you have to leave the job right away, but as you're at this job, to look for a different job, to look for something that really does excite you, something that, and even things that you want to try that's new. And yes, there's going to be fears that come in there as well. When it comes to how are you going to provide for your family, how are you going to, even though you don't have those skill sets and the experience, am I going to be able to get that job? But we have to remember that what we are meant to live in joy, and we're meant to live in happiness and live this full life. But if we're unhappy, if we're stressed, that's not living our fullest potential. Living what it is that we're meant to do. So, I want to encourage you to look for a job that is, that does excite you. Look, whether it's online or, even if it's, within the company, if you feel that there's another area that you can do, although I do feel that you need to be outside of this the current company that you're with. But to, really look at, not focus on the skills and the experience, but to look at the position itself. And how does that feel to you when you read that, when you read the application, when you read the, different job opportunities out there? How does it feel to you? Does it make you feel excited saying that, I think I can do this, and part of that is also about your passions. What are you passionate about? What do you, truly desire to do? And when you combine those things, you're going to be able to find that job that you're meant for. And, I do see a new job for you that is better suited for you. And, it may not pay as much as it does now with your current job, but to know that you will be able to get there, and the divine is always going to provide for you.
Oh, great. I'm not going to do anything that's not going to pay, because maybe I'll do it. Maybe it's a part-time job that you're seeing, not a full-time job. Maybe I don't want to work full-time anywhere anymore, so that's why it may be less.
And so, you have to remember not to focus too much about how much you're going to get. But, if it excites you, if it motivates you, if it You know, and you're really, like, when it comes to your clairs, it's about feelings for you. And so it's really important for you to really go with that when you look for a job, when you, because that's also, and then even when you do interviews, you have to go with your feelings. How does it feel to interview with, you know, your potential boss? Or with the HR, you know, whoever you interview with, to really feel into that. And also when you are excited about a job and when you are, it's something that you're meant to do, you're able to, you know, feel that excitement and you're able to, you know, feel that joy. And others will be able to feel that as well from you. So even though you may not have the skill sets or the experience, if they feel that you can, you know, be a great asset for their company and you really are able to express that through your energy, through how you speak, and that all ties together, then, you know, they're going to be able to provide you the opportunity. You know, we have to remember, you know, our first job, you know, think about your first job. You know, you didn't have those skills. You didn't have the experience. But someone gave you that opportunity because they saw it in you. They saw that potential in you. So if that makes sense.
Yeah, you mean who saw the potential in me?
When you got your first job.
Oh, when, yeah, they saw the potential. Yeah, they did. And I did so much there, so much. Mm-hmm. I was directing, developing, creating, doing so many things. And now mm-hmm. here I am, and I just don't feel like I'm doing anything, that I can do so much more, and I'm just stuck here. And I just am so unhappy.
And I know you can do so much more, and that's what I'm trying to show you, that you can do so much more, and it doesn't have to be the same things that you've been doing all these years. So, you know, go look for that job that really makes you feel happy, that makes you feel excited for this new opportunity, this new chapter that's coming for you. So, you know, I want to encourage you to really look at those things. Remember that first job that you had and how excited you were to get that first job. You know, to remember that and let that be a guide for you.
Okay. Hopefully there will be something, again, that I'm happy and excited about. But this job, I keep crying. I don't see healthy staff. I'm getting emotional. And then they're blaming it all on me, like I'm an easy target. But I also feel like I'm going to complain about them now.
Like, you know, this week we're going to be asked to really tune in with Mercury retrograde, and this week's energy is about self-compassion. So to really look within and have that compassion for yourself and to know that it's okay and that you are worth it and that you are enough and you are, you know, you can do all these amazing things. So, you know, to really look within and see that power. And so as you do that self-compassion work, you're going to be able to see your power grow and to really bring back that power that you have within.
Right. Right, exactly. I can't just, no, it will not be good. So I'll just pray about it. It will be okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to our next caller, area code 914. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Catherine. This is Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So how can I help you today?
I wanted to see if you can help me in making a decision of which person to work with on a project. The project is one that I've been working on for a while, and now I feel it's time to get it out there, but I do need partners. And I was wondering if you see the better partner being for me, the male who is a Cancerian or the male who is a Sagittarius.
Okay.
Please.
So I think I've spoken to you before on
yes.
this. And I'm not sure if you've worked with Archangel Raphael, but
yes.
he is stepping
and
forward for you. And
mm-hmm.
So there are some things that are still kind of coming in for you when it comes to your past and having this be a reoccurring cycle that's happening. So, you know, right now what they're showing me is it's really important for you to really see the lessons behind what it is that you went through in the past and where it really stems from. So what is it that you've seen with Archangel Raphael and when you did this work?
I felt like a lot of green healing light, and I was sending a lot of forgiveness to myself and to the people that have been involved and, you know, giving me lessons in the past. You know, I don't want to say hurt because I think I've moved past the hurt and I see the lessons. Kind of a little like your last caller about giving away power when you're not supposed to be with certain people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yeah, that's awesome that you're doing that. Now I want to go help you to go even deeper into this. If you haven't already. So where does it stem from? Where does it stem from in your childhood where it really kind of snowballed into, these recurring cycles? Like, what is it that someone said to you? What is it that someone has shown you in your past that has affected you when it comes to your identity and your own power and who it is that you truly are? And I do see a few people coming in for you from your childhood that may have affected that's within you. And it has to do with who it is that you truly are and what it is that you can do. And we have to remember that we are capable of doing anything that we truly desire. And we are capable of doing anything that we are truly passionate about. So where does it come from? Where does it stem from? And who does it come from? And to really work on that and work on changing that story into realizing that those things that they have ingrained in you, it's not who you are, but it is something that they haven't healed from, that they kind of brought into your life, but to know that it's not who you are and it's something that they still need to work on. But that makes sense.
A few things. I see what you're saying now. I thought it was, with career, but I see now what you're saying, that it goes back even further. I see what, okay.
Okay. So,
I'll do the work.
Awesome. And I do see this new energy coming in after you do this work with him. And that's where it stems from. So once you're able to change that story, you're able to let that go and let it heal. And then you're able to really move forward and gain that clarity that you're meant for. And to really be able to do those things that you are truly meant to do and know what it is that you're meant to do. So, once you clear that, I do see a lot of clarity coming in for you.
Fabulous. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so very much again. Thank you. God bless you. You're so kind. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You as well. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and let's go to our next caller here. We have caller area code 413. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Alexandria, calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Alexandra. How are you today?
Very frustrated. I have been working on my doctoral degree the last 3.5 years. And I found out this morning that the school that I'm going to is closing before I can finish my degree.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I could see where that could be very frustrating. Oh, I'm so sorry that you have to go through that.
I don't know whether I should laugh or cry. Because it's a good thing and a bad thing at the same time.
Yeah. So how much more did you have to do?
One more class. I was finishing up my dissertation, my manuscript. I was supposed to be meeting with my committee, and I was supposed to be defending.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay. And is this a very specific class to that school?
Yes. And I reached out to another university asking if I, like, what I can do, because, of course, no one right now is picking up their phones at the school. I've reached out and emailed and whatnot and called all these different people to see if I can get some information on this, because after you're working for 3.5 years and you're writing your dissertation for 2 years and you're being told right before you're supposed to be graduating that the school is closing, yeah, toss your hands up in the air, because you know that all of the stuff that you have worked on, all of your credits and all of your hard work are going to be going to waste, because the school that you're going to have to transfer to just to finish your degree is not going to take every single thing that you've done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, I first want to let you know that everything's going to be okay. So, you know, take a breath. And take some breathers. But also, I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And this what you're going through does have to do with things from your past. And so it may be coming in for you. You may have some thoughts on that, like where it's stemming from, in, you know, times in your past where some similar things have happened.
Honestly,
if that makes sense.
It does in a way, because my intuition is like, wow, are my student loans going to be forgiven because of this?
Yep.
So I researched it. I'm like, well, my student loans will be forgiven. And it feels like, I don't know, it just in my life, and I don't want to brag, but it may seem like it, and I'm not trying to. Things have like worked out in a way when it comes to like finances or whatever, where it just seems to be like taken care of. And my grandmother had passed away, and at that time I had just had a daughter, and I was I had to leave my job because my daughter was born needing oxygen. She was on oxygen 24/7, so I was able to get unemployment for a period of time, but I wasn't able to get it for a long period of time. And then my grandmother passed away, and she left me her house, and we rented the house out, which replaced the unemployment that I would have been missing literally the week that we got rent. It changed.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh wow.
And then I was able to find a job part time teaching as I worked through my master's degree and whatnot. So like in my life, things have just kind of happened and changed for the positive. But it's like, why?
Well, you know,
so
first,
in a way I can see this is a positive thing, because now my loans mm-hmm. that I accumulated through Concordia will be probably forbearers or forgiven because the school is closing before I can graduate. So I'm thinking that's a positive thing. But I'm still going to have student loans because I have to now, who knows what I have to do to get my doctoral degree, if I ever even get it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm being shown is that, you know, even though you haven't quite finished, you're still going to be able to continue on. So that's what I'm seeing, and that's what Archangel Raphael, as well as Archangel Uriel, is showing me. Because they're showing me that you have this power within you. You have this knowing within you that even though you don't have that last class, you're going to be able to move forward in this. So I hope that makes sense. it's so wonderful to hear that, you know, all of this has worked out for you because you have had the angels and you've had your guides guiding you all along this road. And you're meant to keep going. And so don't let this last class stop you from doing those things that you truly meant to do. And you are meant to do this. That's why you've always been provided for. You've been, you know, you've been given that abundance that and shown that abundance time and time again because you are doing those things that you're truly meant to do. So I hope that makes sense.
It does. Do you think I'm going to have to transfer to another university, but do you think it's going to be another year or two before I get graduate?
So when, you know, this last class doesn't have to be so you said you're working right now, right?
I'm working full time. I'm a teacher. I don't have professional status in the district, and the school board is probably going to cut individuals because they're trying to level, which is a $700,000 cut in the school district. So we've kind of been told if you don't have professional status, expect to be pink slipped. So on top of that, I was going to be, you know, a doctor, quote unquote, which is giving me, or supposed to give me, an even more pay raise. And, you know, whenever I finish this, would have been, like, literally I would have been eligible for it once I defended my dissertation. Mm-hmm. So now I won't be able to be doctor because I won't be able to finish the class. So that's the one thing. But I've literally been working towards this doctoral degree for almost 4 years, part-time, at night time, all the time. And the last part of it is writing your big paper, your dissertation, and I've literally done almost every single thing for this dissertation.
Mm-hmm. You know, the angels are showing me that everything is going to work out. Work out the way that it's supposed to. Just like it has with your finances, it's going to work out when it comes to your work, you know, being a doctor. You know, so just trust. And right now it may seem like there's a standstill, but to, you know, I want to encourage you to tune in and to really just see what it is that because right now I do have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward as well, and right now it's going to be time for you to really focus on you, if that makes sense. So I know that this part of who you are and work is part of who you are and what it is that you're meant to do, but there's other areas in your life that they want you to really focus on so that your focus is off of the work and the doctorate, but to take a little bit of a break, if that makes sense.
It does, because we're moving next week Friday. We're buying a house on top of all of this frustration.
So focus on other things right now, because this week also part of the energy is about patience. And I know we don't like to hear that word because when it comes to divine, we do hear that word often. We're asked to be patient, but they're showing us this week that it's going to be important for us to, you know, really focus on those things that need our attention right now and then have patience with those other things and let it flow. So, you know, everything's going to work out as it should, as it always does, especially, like, for instance, for you, finances always worked out for you. So in that same way, to trust in when it comes to your job and when it comes to this doctorate.
Okay.
I know it's hard. You know, when it comes to being patient, you know, that's, you know, us humans, it's just hard to do, especially when we have so many different ideas coming in, so many different things we want to do. But, you know, they are really asking us to be patient, especially this week. We're going to be asked to really tune in with ourselves and have that self-compassion. So, you know, to do that work and then focus on other things so that your mind isn't constantly on work and this doctorate.
Which is going to be very hard.
And I know you can do it. All right.
Thank you.
You are welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Well, the hour went by really fast. But, you know, as we focus on self-compassion this week, as we focus on looking inward, to remember that, you know, we tend to, you know, be compassionate to other people. We serve other people. We're helping other people in so many different ways and there for others. But we have to remember that it needs to start with us. And when we are compassionate with ourselves, we're able to learn even more about compassion and more on what it is that we can do to help others and, you know, get that new energy in, as well as new ideas, and really change our mindset as well. So I want to thank everyone for joining me today. On Psychic Talk on Friday, it's Valentine's Day and Friday. Be sure to tune in with The Doctors Are In with hosts Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax, and they'll be doing open lines and mini readings. So for Valentine's Day, and then they'll also be talking about love mantras as well. So I hope everyone has a wonderful week this week, this Valentine's week, and it's just amazing how the energy also has about compassion and self-compassion. So, you know, really love yourself this week, and I'm sending all of you lots of love and light as always. And you know, as always, if you need to talk to someone, if you need to reach out, please reach out to myself. You can go to the Psychic Talk Facebook page or Facebook group, and reach out to me or other hosts that we have on this network, because we're all here to help you. And there's also other ways of connecting with myself. And then I'll be back next week to continue our talk on a purpose-filled life. You know, this week is going to be amazing, so let's take that time to focus on ourselves and love ourselves, to have that compassion for ourselves, and then also to be a little bit patient this week, as we are, you know, asked to kind of slow down just a little bit, even though we still will be taking some action. But sending you all lots of love and light, and until next week, I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye-bye for now.